On the afternoon, when the chairman and I drank sake together in the ceremony at Ichiriki Tea House, something peculiar happened. I don't know why, but when I sipped from the smallest of the three cups we used, I let the sake wash over my tongue, and a single drop of it spilled from the corner of my mouth. I was wearing a five-crested kimono of black, with a dragon woven in gold and red, encircling the hem up to my thighs. I recall watching the drop fall beneath my arm and roll down the black silk on my thigh, until it came to a stop at the heavy silver thread of the dragon's teeth. I'm sure most geisha would call it a bad omen that I'd spilled sake, but to me, that droplet of moisture that had slipped from me like a tear seemed almost to tell the story of my life. It fell through empty space, with no control whatsoever over its destiny. Rolled along a path of silk, and somehow came to rest there on the teeth of that dragon. I thought of the petals I'd thrown into the Kamuriba shallows outside Mr. Arashino's workshop, imagining they might find their way to the chairman. It seemed to me that somehow, perhaps they had.